Yo, 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 what up? It's your boy Colby Mack, and this is the Colby Told Me Podcast. Yo, whenever I want to, bonus pod with the Mack himself, where I get to amplify my movie reviews for your listening pleasure. Would you please consider giving your boy a follow? I'm on all the socials at Colby Told Me on Twitter and Instagram, and sometimes I'm on Facebook at Colby Mack. Welcome, welcome, welcome back. This is a 2023 film to some, but 2024 for more, and currently holds the cinematic belt, if there is one, for movie of the year. Is it too early to say? I don't care. This is Jake Johnson's directorial debut, Self-Reliance. Given the opportunity to participate in a life or death reality game show, one man discovers there's a lot to live for. Yo, shout outs to the New Girl fans that are out there like me. Lamorne Morris, Jake Johnson. They start this one night only presentation for a Hulu film that's going to play in theaters. I love that. In bed, under the covers, in all their Nick and Winston glory and energy. And they just really start this movie on a super high note for me. This is absolutely my comedy stylings. This hits my sensibilities, and it's great. Like, this is surreal in the sense of this very much is an indie comedy. And I think that Jake Johnson, who is in so many different things that I love, and it's just funny, and I love his humor, and I get a chance to be able to take a peek at what he thinks about life, and I see myself in this really funny white guy. Like, this is the dream. As a storyteller and filmmaker and actor and content creator, I want the ability to be able to tell stories on a way that makes sense in my head that I can be able to share for people in the world. And I think that Jake does a fantastic job writing and directing this, his first time feature, in a really great way. I think that there's so much license and freedom that you can feel that he has in front of the camera, behind the camera, and ultimately penning the script to screen. And I think it's beautiful. Like, these are the type of comedies that don't need to be relegated just to streaming services. And I think just even getting a taste of it inside the theater can really help cultivate an audience that gets a chance to be able to see themselves on the big screen, particularly old and young millennials. Give me more of this, which I don't have to sit here like watch it like the middle of the night on Netflix or Hulu, which is still a great outlet to be able to get a lot of those different types of stories. And this is a story that was produced alongside with the Lonely Island guys. And yeah, Andy Samberg makes an appearance inside this film in a really cute way. And I do think that the look and mood of this film is exactly what you would think. And the score is pretty great. Dan Romer, he's got like this tribal comedic tone throughout that really works. And I think it really sells the kind of absurdity that the like outer story is presenting. But ultimately, I think what makes this movie work for me is how much I can be able to connect to its characters. Jake Johnson plays Tommy, who isn't every guy. He looks like a guy that you know, a guy that you may have dated, a guy that you may have hated. And for good reason. I think that this is a man who is deeply flawed, who is afraid to face the truth that he's just not doing enough. And not in some really kind of like absurd way, but he's just not outgoing enough. He's not a risk taker. He plays it safe. He closets all of his emotions. And he's just, you know, not bad, but just not special. And it's partly because he's inside of his own way. And imagine he goes on this adventure that this is the type of like, you know, catalyst that we would just think of. Like, yo, what if somebody was just to give us a lot of money? What would you be willing to do with that, right? And imagine if you're a person who doesn't really do anything spectacular, you get presented with a spectacular opportunity. Do you take it? I think that's a great prompt to be able to spur a story. And there's so much fun that's being able to be had. And shout out to Anna Kendrick, who plays Maddie. I think I've dated a Maddie before. I cannot say necessarily that's a good thing, but it's an interesting thing. And I can imagine there's people, guy or girl out there, that's going to see Maddie on screen and may see themselves. and all the really interesting ways that a character like that can be able to aid our protagonist in helping find who he is to the people that he's around. He's not just a guy. He's not just a son. He's not just a brother or a potential boyfriend, but he's really got to find what makes him him for him. And I think in this very transitional space in my life, I found myself deeply connected to this character. And it's crazy because it's a story about a guy who's involved with an underground ring of people hunting other people in a reality show that's playing on the dark web. And I'm sure that shit exists. There's a lot of weird stuff out there, but I'm sure that that exists. Yo, if you remember that movie, oh my God, this is one of my favorite movies when I was a kid growing up with John Leguizamo called The Pest. And essentially, for sport, he was being hunted by racists. So this is like The Pest, just minus the racism. But it's really clever. It's a lot of fun. And I love that we get to kind of experience the delusion with him. Because there's the framing of this particular film where it's like, yo, is this guy having a break in his psyche that he's imagining all these things? And I think that there's so much playing that goes around with the narrative where you don't necessarily know. And that not only incites the fun, but also connects you emotionally to the abandonment and fear that he has with what's going on. Where essentially the rules of this game are very straightforward. They're kind of silly, right? But it all makes sense. So is it all in his head? I don't know. I think it's one of those films that you really want to experience. And I think it's even better if you can experience with multiple people because it's fun. And I think that the goals that he has for himself are clearly stated. And the beautiful thing about this is that he really does end up a changed man. For the better or for worse, I'm going to let you determine that because I want you to be able to experience this film in the same surprising way that I did. I got to tell you, I loved it. Now, this didn't necessarily move you to tears, but I was close. And I feel like that what makes this film work so great for me is that it puts me in a place with the character that I just get. And where a film can be able to meet me in that place in my life, that's something special. And that's the power of storytelling. Like, I think that self-reliance attempts to answer the question, what is the meaning of life? At least I think so. And I love that when we get art, I can make this whatever I wanted to. But it's even better when I get the artist to kind of explain further what he was trying to say in an even more comedic way. So at the end of this movie, this one-night presentation, and this is the thing that you can necessarily get cheated out of with some streaming services, right? Or movies that don't go to Blu-ray, is that in the beginning, we got an introduction with Jake Johnson and Lamour Morris to kind of present the film. And then at the end, this little special presentation of them talking about it, but kind of doing their shtick. These guys are great friends. Their comedy works well together, the way that they can bounce back and forth off of each other. And I loved it. So yeah, I do think that this movie is about the meaning of life and how does self fit into that equation with so many crazy things that happen in this crazy world outside of our control. But we do have the opportunity to control how we see ourselves and how we treat people outside of ourselves. So it's crazy that I say all that because like in the end, I'm unsure if what the real point of this film is, but that's the beauty of it. And like this messy world, that's the beauty of it too. The Colby Tolman rating for Self-Reliance is a very strong, it's got the belt, 8 out of 10. This is written and directed by Jake Johnson. It is starring Jake Johnson, Anna Kendrick, Andy Samberg, Emily Hampshire, Biff Whiff, one of the best names of an actor that I've seen in a while. Boban Marjanovic, yeah, that Boban. It's starring Christopher Lloyd, Natalie Morales, Wayne Brady, Gata, and Mary Holland. And it's coming to Hulu on January 12th, 2024. Well, that'll do it for this one. Can't wait to get you the next one. Until then, like, subscribe, comment, and share. I'll be at the theater kicking it with Jason Statham and The Beekeeper, which is like John Wick, but with bees. Coming soon. Once again, thanks for rocking with me. And remember, when they ask you where you heard it from, tell them Colby told me. Peace.